Hey guys, my name is Raymond, and today you're listening to the Point God Podcast, live only on 93.5 radio station. So today we're going to be talking about a social issue that is greatly affecting our society, which is gender inequality. So let's get right to it. What is gender inequality? So for those of you who don't exactly know what it is or kind of have an idea, let me explain it to you. Gender inequality is basically legal, social, and cultural situations in which sex and or gender determine different rights and dignity for women and men, which are reflected in their unequal access to or enjoyment of rights, as well as the assumption of stereotyped social and cultural roles. This affects their status in all areas of life in society, whether public or private, in their family or the labor market, in economic or political life, in power and decision-making, as well as in the social gender relations. In virtually all societies, women are in an inferior position to men. Believe it or not, this happens a lot in today's society. I decided to share a couple examples with you guys that I found while doing my research about this topic, and these people in the examples are not living in any underdeveloped countries where gender inequality might be common because those countries just don't have the appropriate knowledge about the topic. These people live in developed countries, and it's painful to say that they've experienced such discrimination on the basis of their gender. So my first example is the future law student who was told to give up her dream. Reshma Daniel's parents moved to America from India with just $20. Her parents wanted their children to live the American dream. For Daniel, that means law school. While at Nova Southeastern University in Florida, she majored in legal studies and job shadowed a family lawyer. Following a pretrial hearing, another lawyer, a Vietnamese woman, told Daniel that she should not become a lawyer. She was like, "You won't get paid enough. As a woman and of color, you're going to get underpaid. So there's really no point," Daniel recalled. Another example I'm going to give you guys is the math consultant fighting for a woman's worth. Aileen Rizzo works as a math consultant at a California county office that supports dozens of school districts. After 3 years on the job, she said that she learned over lunch that a man just hired as a math consultant had started at a much higher salary than her. After trying unsuccessfully to work out the disparity with human resources, Rizzo filed a lawsuit because of her two young daughters. I don't want another girl to feel after she's worked so hard that she's not worth the same as the man sitting next to her, Rizzo said. These were just two examples, and there are hundreds of thousands of women who go through it every day. Let's look back at our past. Men have always been superior to women according to society's confirmed values. It's a known fact that women are paid substantially less than men in nearly all parts around the world. Take, for example, the United States. A female makes 90 cents on every dollar a male makes. We could have another Albert Einstein in a third world country, but none of us would know who she is, since at a very young age, they are constantly told that they are inferior to males in almost all aspects of life, except for cooking and cleaning. This was especially evident during my parents' youth, as many families wanted males to take over the family business because they believed women can't handle the stress that comes with all the responsibility. I'd hoped this belief of women can't handle stress would have come to a halt, but no, the issue still remains. The only difference is that people just got better at hiding it. So now I'm going to talk about some of the ways that we can overcome the social problem. And some of the steps that we can take are make education gender sensitive, raise aspirations for girls and their parents, stop child marriage and sexual harassment, give proper value to women's work, get women into power, encourage women into non-traditional vocations, empower mothers, stop the violence as gender inequality allows for violence against women to continue. So finally, I'm going to talk about some organizations who have taken the initiative and started campaigns to bring justice to women. There's a campaign for female education, CAMFED, which is an international nonprofit organization tackling poverty and inequality by supporting marginalized girls to go to school and succeed, and empowering young women to step up as leaders of change. This African-led movement has already supported 3.3 million children to go to school, with nearly 140,000 young women in our CAMFED alumni. These women are leading the charge, multiplying donor investment in girls' education by supporting even more girls to stay in school and thrive after school. So those are some of the organizations who have taken a step in the right direction with a hope to make an impact. And with that, we come to an end to this podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and tune in next week for another podcast on the Point God Podcast.